rather than an affirmative question?
Yes,
we use the expression rhetorical.
Yes, yes. That was the word.
Yeah.
Rhetorical. That rhetorical question is posed upon everything, every single moment, and by saying yes, they exist because they fit in that logical pattern now, right? Everything is like that. But when I said, really, when I said what?
If yea is not coming from them, yet they're coming from non-existence is yea. Listen to a good detail and explanation of what I said concerning the friendliness of stone and wood.
Yeah, because when I said the wood and stone will say yes to that question, I'm sure you didn't get it. So let me tell you a story to understand that. But here is the story.
How the moaning pillar complained when they made a pulpit for the prophet on whom be peace.
Now we will talk about the mourning pillar. And you don't believe that pillar mourned. The story is this. At the beginning of Islam, Muhammad will gather the people around and will talk to them. And in the plain desert, there is this dead tree, which is a piece of wood, actually, standing, the reminiscence of the tree. Muhammad will lean upon this and will talk. Then gradually, Muslims become more successful, a little bit rich. Then they make a platform and they will make a minbar, the platform for the mullahs. They will go up and give the lecture, tribune or podium, something like that.
Pulpit.
What?
Pulpit.
Pulpit.
Yeah.
The first day, Muhammad will go up, sitting down there comfortably to talk, and he will stop. And that piece of wood is crying. Muhammad will come down and go to him. Why are you crying? He said, oh, every single day you were giving the lecture, you were leaning on me. I was something. Now I'm nothing. So, because of this distance, I'm crying. Muhammad will tell him, I give you two choices. Do you want me to bring you back to life, to bloom? You don't have the fruit in here. Or do you want me to make you one of the trees in the heaven? The tree is clever. You will choose the second and say, no, give me that one. Why? Because that's eternal. Here, even the second life has a death. That one is eternal. This is the story of that. Now he wants to talk about that pillar and explain to you, what do I mean by crying? What do I mean by answering the Creator, by becoming the Creator?
How the moaning pillar complained when they made a pulpit for the prophet on whom be peace, for the multitude had become great, and said, we do not see thy blessed face when thou art exhorting us. And how the Prophet and his companions heard that complaint, and how Mustafa conversed with the pillar in clear language. The moaning pillar was complaining of separation from the Prophet, just as rational beings. The Prophet said, O pillar, what dost thou want? It said, my soul is turned to blood because of parting from thee.
This parting from thee, the word is Firaq. You know what Firaq is? You know? Firaq. So how did we talk? Because Rumi said, I'm looking for a chest torn apart by this Firaq to talk about the subject. They're all suddenly you miss it and this is feral. But the root of the word is fard. Fard is differentiation, the difference. And tafrih means subtracting. So that's what the word is, because you subtract from something from the other one. You take a part of the other one apart, equivalent of this, you see. That's what you do, that's firaq. Here, the pillar will say, my John is sick because of your firaq. Means my life doesn't feel good because of the distance. This distance is the problem. Yes?
I was thy support. Thou hast run away from me. Thou hast devised a place to lean against upon the pulpit.
Here the pulpit and the support are words to play with. Originally, it's a better game in Persian language. The first one is musnad, the second one is masnad. Musnad and masnad. Musnad means something you rely upon. Sanad means document. Musnad means the document you are relying upon. That's what musnad is. Whatever you want to prove to me, you have some papers to show for that, those are sanad. So you make them musnad, you rely upon them. They support you in a way, yes. Masnad means the chair, what you are sitting upon. Yes, means your position. You have a position in an argument, right? Your position is where you're sitting. And the chair is what is supporting your position here, the logic you carry. So he plays with these two words over there to say that I was your musnad, now you have another masnad. Means it's not your musnad, it's your masnad. Means I was doing better with you, something like that. Yes.
Dost thou desire, said he, to be made a date palm? The people of the east and west shall gather fruit from thee. Or that he, God, should make thee a cypress in yonder world, so that thou wilt remain everlastingly fresh and flourishing. It replied, I desire that whereof the life is enduring forever. Hearken, O heedless one, be not thou less than a piece of wood.
It doesn't do really in English. In Persian it's very loud and clear. Hey, silly one, are you lesser than a piece of wood? A piece of wood got it. That if you're offered a temporary stuff or a permanent one, choose the permanent one. The one which will remain, the other one doesn't. Because, first thing first, you have two parts. You have essence and form. You have two of them, both of them. You are that. You are your physical existence and your spiritual one. Which one is more important? Your physical one, no matter what, will go away, will end. There is a death for this. But the breath doesn't die. That's the best part of you. The part of you that could survive your physical death. The kindness you create in this universe will follow you and will not vanish. Will be here. If you would make it this way, it will be here forever. That's the choice. So Romans say, oh you, you ignorant one, you kafir, you silly one, and you say kafir.